What's up? Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It's just me today. It's Monday, 12:40 p.m. I don't even know what today's day. It's November now. November 2nd. What is it? I don't know what's going on. November 2nd. Halloween just passed. I was lit up on Halloween. I'm going to be honest. I was really drunk. I haven't drank in a while. Like, yeah, I'll go to a bar and like watch a football game or something and have a couple beers. But, Jesus. Just beers. But at this place, it was in one of my friend's birthday. This kid Ahmed, it was his 21st birthday, so he like rented out like a private room and we had a waitress and it was open bar. And I was just like, hey, can you get me like two Jack and Cokes? And she was like, yeah, no, it's cool. It was weird because everyone there was kind of complaining that the drinks were coming too slow. But every time I went up to this waitress, I was like, hey, can I get two Jack and Cokes? She's like, yeah. And like I got them like within 5 minutes. And I probably had close to 10, and I was pretty lit up, and I was dancing the entire night. I was dressed as a skeleton, so like I had a bodysuit on, and my girlfriend painted my face like black and white, and like she had my face look like a skeleton. Like it was nuts. It looked really good. It's on my Instagram if you want to see. Yeah, she was really good, but I was lit up and I was dancing. People were probably like, "Who the fuck is this skeleton just dancing nonstop right now?" Probably look like an asshole, but you know, whatever. That's the price you pay for having fun, I guess. Looking like an asshole, which it was. It was a good time. So I wanted to talk about fucking Justin Bieber. This guy, if you don't know, at his like most, I don't know if his most recent show or whatever, but like, so anyway, at his most recent show, he walks out there. And he has, like, a shirt, and he walks over, and he's, like, trying to clean, like, this. There's, like, water at the edge of the stage, so he's, like, trying to clean it so he doesn't fucking break his back while he's doing, like, a handstand or whatever the hell he's doing during the show. And when he goes over and he's, like, cleaning it, all these, like, girls in the front row are, like, screaming, "Justin, suck your dick!" And, like, screaming at him, right, and, like, trying to, like, grab him. So he flips out, and he's, like, "Yo!" He's, like, "Yo, chill out. Like, I'm trying to clean the stage. I said stop." So he's, like, because he told him to stop. And he just keeps cleaning. And he goes, "Yo, I said stop it. You know, like, stop doing that." So he goes back to cleaning again. And then, I don't know, I guess someone, like, grabbed his shoe or, like, his leg or whatever. And he's like, "All right, forget it. I'm not doing the show." And he just fucking walked off. And he didn't do the show. Which was kind of fucking hilarious to me. Because, how does Bieber, he has a show, right? He sells all these tickets. He goes out there and tries to clean the stage and goes, "You know what? I'm not feeling this one. Everyone go home later." And he just fucking walks out. And all the girls are like there was a girl taking a video. And as he's telling the other girls, like, "Hey, stop it." He's like yelling at them. She's like, "Ha, yeah, just." And then he walks off. He's like, "I'm not doing the show." And he takes off like his little earpiece microphone thing. And he walks off. And the girl behind the video is like, "Ha, wait, what?" She had no idea, like, she thought it was a joke. No, this is real shit. Bieber's fed up. Don't grab his fucking knee. Let that boy clean the stage if he wants to clean the stage. All right? So that's what happened. He just left, and fans were just heartbroken, I guess. I don't know. That's a tough thing to do when you have that fan base. Because that younger girl fan base, dude, if you don't do everything correct, it's like the end of the world to them. Like, Jesus Christ. I remember that kid posted a picture, like, smoking a cigar, and people thought they were acting like he was shooting up heroin on Instagram. I can't believe this! He said one thing and then did another. It's like, especially that kid, too, because, like, he's been famous since he was, like, fucking one or whatever. Like, how he was mad young. He was, what, 8? I don't even know, 9? He's making songs about love. Like, he'll say things like, "Yeah, I won't do drugs." And then he starts smoking weed, and people are like, "But you said that you wouldn't, and now you did." There's like 10 years in between that. You know, people change, man. That's what happens. I'm sorry to break it to you, girls. But that's what happens. People change. And they start smoking weed. And they get tattoos of a cross in the middle of their chest. That was a big mistake. I bet he wishes he had that one back. He's like, "You know, maybe I shouldn't have got this cross in the middle of my chest." forget it. Just because I said that, I'm going to get like a tweet like, it's for his grandma or something. And like, I don't fucking know. All I know is this kid's got a cross in the middle of his chest and it looks dumb. That's it. Leave me alone. Today I was on Twitter. Twitter's where I get all my like inspiration for anything. So you see the dumbest stuff on there. It's crazy, but this has nothing. That has nothing to do with what I'm about to say. I don't know why I said that, but Lil Wayne is dropping a mixtape, No Ceilings 2, which I'm excited for. Not because I'm a Lil Wayne fan, just because I know that he's gonna have some lines that are ridiculous. Like Lil Wayne, this is the guy who said he's gonna filet mignon that pussy. Which, if I ever meet him, that would be the first question I would ask, like, hey, Mr. Lil Wayne, how does one filet mignon a pussy? And I wonder if he has an answer, or if he's like, I was high and I just wrote it. I don't really know. But I wonder if there's like a technique, or if there's just, I'm doing something wrong in the bedroom and I'm just not filet mignoning the pussy. I'm just kind of, I don't even know what's like a lesser form of filet mignon, like a meatloaf or like a, just like a roast beef. I'm roast beefing. I don't know. What am I doing? I'm not filet mignoning. I know that. Yeah, he says the wildest shit sometimes. Open up a legs and filet mignon that pussy. It's like, what? That line and Nicki Minaj, which is like, it's time to put this pussy on your sideburns. What does that mean? What does that mean? Why would you do that? Like, you're putting your vagina on my ear? Or like near my ear? Like, what are you getting out of that? And what am I getting out of that? And what does that represent? I got a ton of questions. I don't know what I'm saying, honestly. So what's today's date? Again, I don't know. November 2nd. Oh, it's No Shave November. Oh, forget it. The girls on Twitter are gonna go crazy. No Shave! I can't wait to see all the beards. Oh, God. I'm gonna grow my hair out, though. I always say I'm gonna... I've never done it. Like, I always get, like, 2 weeks in. I'm like, dude, fuck this. I'm itchy. And my beard's weird. Like, luckily, I have, like, my beard grows good. It grows nice. You know, there's not like patches where it doesn't grow, or there's like a random patch on my like neck or something. Like, it grows how it should grow. But the only thing is that I have some Irish in me, so that when it gets long, it gets red. And I just look weird. Like the sides of my face, like where my cheeks are, like that will stay black. But like my chin, like there'll just be red. I'll just look weird. So I'm going to try to do it. I mean, I'm going to try and do it. Oh, fuck it. I'll do it. I'm going to look so dumb, but yeah, whatever. People are going to be hitting me up. I mean, you should. I remember when I grew my hair out. Like, I used to have like a buzz cut, and that looked dumb. I look back on pictures of me with like a buzz cut. I'm like, well, you know, that was a stupid idea. That was bad. I enjoy my third grader hair flip hairstyle right now. I think I'm going to ride this as long as I can until it becomes unacceptable. I'm definitely not doing, like, man bun or anything like that because I'm not an asshole. Nah, some of my friends have them. And, like, sometimes it looks good. Other times I'm like, well, you know, maybe you should just not do that or go outside or show anyone or tell anyone that you did that. That'd be sick. But I don't know. I'm not going to do that. I can't think of any other. Like, I'm not doing a comb over. That looks dumb on me. I have like a cowlick, so it just looks stupid. But yeah, I remember when I started growing my hair out, people were like, oh, you should go back to the buzz. You look stupid. Some girl told me I looked like a condom. She's like, you look like a condom now. I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean? What are you saying? How do I look like a condom? Explain that, please. Or she was like, she's like, wait, what'd she say? Oh, she goes, you look like a condom. Now you look like a third grader. I'm like, what the fuck? God, can't please anyone. Although that is a pretty big step up I'd rather be a third grader than a condom, right? Definitely don't want to be a third grader wearing a condom. What the fuck? Oh, God, I'm laughing at myself. What am I doing? Third grader wearing a condom. I actually I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I had this conversation with my friend the other day, and we were talking about how before we dove into vagina, when we were virgins, we jerked off in condoms to see how that was. Like, hey, let me try this out. Let me see how, you know, protected sex feels like. Maybe it's nice, right? I've only done it once, but I did do it. And I think every guy has done that. Like, why wouldn't you? You know? You're young, you're curious. You're like rubbing your dick up against everything, I feel like. God, I hope people relate to that. Because if they don't, they're like, the fuck's wrong with this kid? Looks like a condom, rubbing his dick on things. No, but I feel like for the most part, kids that I know have jerked off into condoms. You know? Because you just want to see how it feels. I wonder if girls have done something. What's the equivalent to jerking off in a condom? Like, putting a condom on a banana and kind of putting... Anyway, let's talk about something else. My dog is right behind me and he's kind of just looking at me like, dude, are you fucking kidding me right now? I'm sorry. It's whatever comes to my mind. I say it. It's what happens, okay? What else can we talk? Oh, God. I just saw a trailer for a movie. I don't like scary movies, all right? Because... I mean, I like scary movies, but I want to watch them on my terms, like, because I feel like if you watch a scary movie with someone else who has already seen the movie, they're always looking at you like, are you watching? They want you to be scared. Like, dude, just let me watch the movie how I watch movies. That's it. They got to look at you like, you watch this part. Like, dude, I agreed to watch it. What else am I going to do? Watch this part, dude. Yeah, I know. I know. That's how movies work. I've been doing this for years now. I've been watching movies since I was one. I know how to watch a movie. Don't fucking tell me to watch this part. I'm watching every part. It's the movie. Shit. But anyway. A scary movie, like, I want to watch it on my own terms. Like, if I feel like, okay, this is a bit much for me, let me just pretend to cough and look away for a second so I'm less scared. You know? Or... look down at your phone real quick, or get an itch and just have to turn away, anything to distract you from looking, and just like, you know what I mean? Just, I don't want to look at the screen right now. Something's about to pop out. Because shit doesn't scare me unless it pops out. You know? Usually, I like scary movies. It's only scary because they play that music. It's like, and then a fucking guy pops out of nowhere and scares the shit out of you. And I'm like, okay, fuck this. I just took a dump in my pants. I don't like those movies. But this movie that I just saw, it's a trailer. I'm not getting paid for this, so just calm down, okay? But this movie I just saw, I just watched the trailer. It's called The Boy, which when I first saw it, I'm like, okay, first of all, you know, a bunch of people who get paid very handsomely sat around a table and we're like, hey, what are we going to call this thing that we think is a masterpiece? Let's call it The Boy. Someone said that. That sounds like someone who wasn't prepared and showed up like high to work. And we're like, hey, what do you got? What are we going to call it? And he's just like, oh, The Boy. And they're like, oh, fucking sick. Let's use that. How can you call it The Boy? Anything else? Anything. Just a name. Charles. Just like anything would have been better. The Boy. That's like, what the hell is that? The sequel. A Girl. What's the next movie? A Desk. Who's allowing this to go on? Name sucks. Anyway, I'm trailing off. But the movie is about, like, it's the scariest goddamn thing ever. And to me, it's the scariest thing ever because I just don't fuck with dolls. And it's about, like, a possessed doll or something. Basically, this hot chick shows up at this mansion, and this little white old couple is like, oh, hey, you know, welcome to the estates. And of course, everything's all good when she first gets there. And like, oh, well, you know, we have a pool you can use whenever. There's everything's in the fridge. And here's, it's like a nice place. She's looking around. She's looking at the high ceiling, smiling and shit. And then they go upstairs and they're like, and this is our son. And it reveals a doll. And she goes, ha ha ha, what? Like, she thinks it's a joke. She's like, what, are you guys fucking with me? Like, you guys are jokesters? And they're like, yeah, this is our son. And they're dead serious. And now she's like, oh, I'm confused. Like, she has that look on her face. Ooh, confusion. And the whole fucking music of the whole thing changes. Like, oh, dun, 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 dun. And then, you know, then the movie begins. Then the real part of the movie begins. They show the outside of the house now. Now it's dark. Like, you know, typical. But they're like, here's a set of rules to follow to keep our kid. Like, it's a dog. Like, oh, yeah, everything's on the fridge. Go check it out. Like, they give her, like, a scroll, right? And it's got, like, the 10 commandments on it. I think there's 10 rules, honestly. And it's like, don't leave him alone. And it's the freakiest looking doll in the world, right? So it's like, don't leave him alone. Don't cover his eyes. Don't forget to feed him. It's a doll. Don't forget to feed him. You know, whatever. I don't even know. Like, shit like that, right? So this freaky looking doll, she has to always be with it. And, I don't know about you, but if I had to, like, house sit and someone's like, yeah, just make sure you're always with this doll, I'd be like, okay, I'm not doing this. Like, what happened? I'm not, like, that's terrifying. Hey, like, if anyone had a doll like that, like, because the eyes of those dolls are fucking, like, hey, what's up, murder any second. Like, no one has dolls like that anymore because they're all associated with, like, being possessed and just, I don't know. So anyway, she, of course, she thinks, ah, they're old fucking idiots. They don't know. They won't know that I didn't always have the doll with me. So she doesn't follow the rules. Of course, because if she followed them, we wouldn't have this movie called The Boy. So she fucking doesn't follow the rules. And she, like, leaves him alone, and the thing's, like, disappearing. And, you know, it's ridiculous. So the thing's, like, disappearing. Like, she leaves it alone, it disappears. Then she forgets to feed it, and then it disappears, and then you hear laughing, which, if I ever hear if I'm home alone right now, if I heard little kid laughter, I'm fucking out and never coming back. And I'm leaving my entire family here. Like, dude, I heard little kids laughing. You're on your fucking own. And I don't care. I'm out. I'm not coming back. So, so she hears laughing because she forgets to feed it. And then there's some, like, hot dude who's, like, a gardener or some shit. He comes in. He's like, oh, hey. Oh, no, he's, like, the grocery boy. What the fuck is a like, I don't know what that is. It's like, Fresh Direct. But it's, like, a hot dude who, you know, is, like, a love interest in the movie. So he's like, hey, what's going on? You look flustered, or whatever he says. But something along those lines. You know, oh, hey, I heard yelling. She's like, yeah, it's the doll. The doll. And he's like, you know, he's confused as well now. What? Oh, you have to explain it to me so that we both get into near-death experiences with this fucking doll. So then she starts telling him, like, hey, no, this thing's disappearing. And so what she does is she sits the doll on the floor and she, like, outlines it in chalk and she closes the door and she goes, I can't leave him alone. And he goes, what? Then she opens the door and the doll's gone, but the chalk thing's still there. So he's like, and his reaction was, is this a magic trick? Yeah, dude, I've been freaking out in this big fucking house, right? And this doll that I just met, I can perform magic tricks with it. That's why I brought you over here, to show you a magic trick. Fucking idiots. Jesus. So anyway, it turns out that like a kid lived, like, their son, she asks about the son who used to live there, and the gardener dude, or whatever, a grocery guy,
which, you know, that's a made up job. They made up a whole job. You know, it's Fresh Direct. All right. So she asks him, like, oh, how's the kid who used to live here? And of course, he's got like a photo album. Oh, look at him when he was younger. And he's like, yeah, he was a weird kid. So anyway, I don't know. I think he like killed a girl, the little kid, and he died in the house. And now he's, like, spirits in a doll, in a freaky-looking doll, and his parents are, like, taking care of it so they don't die, you know? And the whole trailer ends with this girl looking at a painting of them three, and she, as soon as she looks away, like, a hand comes out of the painting and, like, grabs her neck, and then it ends. And then I shit myself. But let me tell you why I shit myself, because, like, that's freaky. I don't fuck with dolls. And if I see a doll in this house, I'm going to beat the shit out of it and run out. But I don't fuck with dolls. But the reason why I'm so scared is because my dog is down here with me in my room, right? And I'm watching this thing, and halfway through, he moves. And as he moves, like, my computer screen, I could see his reflection in the background, but I forgot that he was here. So I was like, what the fuck? And I turned around, and I smashed my leg against my heater. And, you know, now I can barely walk. I got a broken toe because at my football game, some big dude landed on my foot with his cleats and I can't walk. And I smashed my other knee. I'm a mess. I'm a walking mess. If a doll comes in here right now, I might not be able to defend myself. I'm fucked, guys. But it's terrifying, man. I don't fuck with dolls. I don't fuck with, like, little girls either. Well, I don't. I didn't mean that in like a sexual way. I don't fuck with them. Like, they're terrifying to me. Cause I remember one night I was driving around here, and for some reason it was insanely foggy. And you can go to this strip from where I live in Astoria, and you know, across the, it's the East River, and across is downtown Manhattan, and you can see it clear as day, obviously. But that night it was so foggy that it didn't even look like there was a city there. Like, you couldn't see anything. It was that foggy. So I'm driving my friend home, and one of them goes, I'm driving, and he goes, yo, what would you do if you turned, if you, like, made a left, and there was a little girl standing in the middle of the street, like, with her head down and, like, in, like, a dress? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And then I thought about it, and I swear to God, I honestly, if she had her head down, I would have drove right through her, like, center flying, you know, because I'm not taking any chances. Shit, you're scary. What if she was a demon? You know, gotta kill the demon. Gotta do it. I put my fucking foot all the way to the ground, close my eyes, and pretend it's a speed bump. That's what I do. God, I laugh like a smoker. I feel sick as hell. I don't know what's going on. I have like a headache. I feel like I've been congested for a month. As soon as the season's chained. Here we go. Now I can't speak. I got one broken toe, a busted knee. I sound like a smoker. I can't speak. If a doll comes in here, I am fucked. But yeah, I feel like I've been congested for a month. I remember when the seasons changed. Oh my God, I can't talk. God damn it. Why did I start a podcast if I can't speak? Someone shoot me. Just not a doll. A human come in here and shoot me. Not a doll. God. So when the seasons changed, I feel like I got sick automatically. Like, my body was like, oh, cold? Here's some mucus. Here's some runny nose, some you can't breathe in the middle of the night. Because that's what happens to me. I get congested and I sleep on my back for the most part. And I just can't breathe. Like, in the middle of the night, I wake up, like, I can't fucking breathe. Like, someone's been holding my nose shut. And now oh God. What if the doll's holding my nose? He's trying to kill me in my sleep. This movie's gonna fuck me up if I see it. I don't know when it comes out, but when it does, I am definitely gonna go not see that. Not at all. Not even 1% of me wants to go. the trailer was good enough for me. Hopefully I forget about it within 2 days so I stop talking about it. Otherwise, you know, I'm just going to bring it up all the time. That fucking doll, man. Like that movie Annabelle. God, my girlfriend wanted to go see that. She goes, we should go see that. I'm like, what, are you retarded? No way. If I see a doll now, I'm going to run the other way. You're on your own. I always tell her. I'm like, listen, I will defend you against people. But like spiritual shit and animals, you're on your own. Like, I can't. Like things that are quicker than me. Like, no, I can't do it. That's why I like squirrels. I'm deathly afraid of squirrels, right? Because they're fast. And, like, luckily they're afraid of us, you know? They run away, like, when they run up trees. But think about it. You see how the way it runs up a tree? Imagine a squirrel was like, fuck this, I'm done running. It got real brave. Squirrel's like, I'm done running. And it ran at you. What do you do? There's not one thing you can do to stop this squirrel from running up your jeans and just plucking out your eyes and giving you rabies. That's it. The squirrel holds all the power and it has no idea. It sees us and goes, oh my God, and runs up a tree or runs across a power line. Terrifying. Don't like it. Or like raccoons, they're scary. And like, like possums. There was a possum in my yard the other day. I live in New York City. Why the hell is there a possum? This isn't Wyoming. I don't even know how dumb that sentence might even be. I don't know where possums are supposed to live. I don't know. That could be one of the dumbest things you've heard today. If you're listening, you're like, this kid's a fucking idiot. There's possums everywhere. But anyway, I'm just not expecting. I'm stupid. I'm an ignorant person. I don't expect possums to be in my yard, but my dog's out there barking at a possum like it can do anything. My dog, if you've seen it, it's like a little puffy white bitch is what it is. But he's a dude, but he's a bitch. He barks at these big dogs that walk by my fence that can clearly kick the shit out of him. Like, and the dogs don't even bark back because they're like, dude, are you kidding? I will literally eat you. I'll bite your head off. And my dog knows it. But he's got that fence. So he's like, you know what? Fuck that. You fucking piece of shit. And the dogs just walk by like, dude, I'm about to take a shit bigger than you. And that's it. My dog is like the biggest softie. Like the mailman. He barks at the mailman. Like screams at him. He's like, hey, oh my God, motherfucker, get the fuck out of here. Right? And then the mailman, I would tell him, I'm like, yo, my dog's a bitch. Just like lean over and pet him. I bet he won't do anything. Because my dog's never bit anyone, ever. Because I'll jab him in the nose if he does. No. No, I would. But no, but he's never bit anyone, ever. He's a good dog. And like my mailman, when he's walking up the walkway, he doesn't come in our yard anymore. He comes in the neighbor's yard. So he walks up and my dog's just following him up the walkway. And then as soon as he leans over and he'll pet him, my dog will shut up like, oh, hey, no, yeah. And he'll be petting my dog. And as soon as he stops, my dog goes right back to yelling at him. Like, what? Dude, what a little bitch. He's just laying on my bed right now, just passed out. He has no idea I'm talking so much shit about him. He has no clue. You know? He has no idea. I'm just like, yeah, you're a bitch. And he's just sitting there sleeping. Just taking it. Oh, God. But yeah, I don't fuck with squirrels. What else am I afraid of? Anything like demonic, like the Exorcist movies, they make me think about things like it makes me afraid of like church. I don't know. Like I remember I watched like The Exorcism of Emily Rose, and the next time I saw like a random rosary bead, I was like, "Oh God, that's a sign. I'm next." The devil's gonna cut. He's gonna take my body. And I'm gonna spin my head 360 degrees and start yelling at people in a different voice that's way deeper than mine. That's my worst nightmare. Dude, if I see a doll today, I swear to God. Oh, if I saw that trailer before Halloween, because like people wear those masks all the time. You know people wear those masks. and it's like a doll face with big eyes. Dude, I would have just freaked. And I was drunk as hell. Forget it. I would have fought. I wouldn't have fought him. I would have ran the other way. I'd be like, oh my God. A fucking demon doll. I'm so dumb when I'm drunk. When I'm kind of dumb when I'm sober too. Actually, I don't know. I think I'm dumb in spurts. Like, I'm a streaky guy, you know? There's times where I'm like smart for like a week. And then there's like 2 days where I don't say anything that's even remotely, you know, useful or productive or, you know, whatever. It's just bullshit for like 48 hours. And then I get back on my hot streak and I say a lot of good things. But that's what I am. I'm a streaky guy. I'm a streaky hitter. Like Daniel Murphy. Oh, shout out to the Mets. They lost in the World Series. Well, not shout out, but like, you know, just talking about it. But the Mets lost in the World Series. You give up. Dude, you blow three saves? Three saves. Fuck. That's terrible. How do you blow three saves? You're winning. Oh. That game yesterday was terrible. Game one was even. I was blown away. Game one. And game one, bottom of the ninth. I think there was one out. This guy hits a home run to tie it on the Royals. Oh, my God. Gordon, I think it was. What a joke. Fucking Mets lost. What else is new? The Knicks are going to have fucking 20 wins. Not 20. Maybe like, I'm going to say they're going to have 20. I'll say they get 31 wins. They'll get 31 wins this year, the Knicks. And that sucks, so that's good. So the Knicks suck. The Giants, oh, the Giants, you're breaking my heart. But luckily, Romo's out, so the Cowboys suck as well. We could still win the division, you know? We could. It could happen. If the Giants win the division, we get into the playoffs, oh, we're scary motherfuckers, man. We gave up 49 points to the Saints, who have sucked all year. 49. No, we gave up 52. Oh, God. 52 points. You know how much you have to... I feel like me and my friends, if we put on pads and shit and we went out there, we'd probably give around the same amount of points. Like 52 points. Are you kidding me? God damn it. By the way, yes, this is about to be a plug, but me and my friends... We do a sports podcast. It's called Veterans Minimum. If you guys are into sports at all, we do a weekly show. It comes out every Friday, I believe. And yeah, we talk sports on there. You know, it's just a podcast about sports, man. And we cover everything. So yeah, there's that. But yeah, that's all I got, man. That's all I fucking got. I'm going insane. If I see a doll... Oh, I'm not kidding. You guys gotta go watch that trailer. You're gonna watch it, and if dolls don't scare you, or like you love scary movies, so you're not really fazed by it, you're gonna be like, this kid's such a bitch, which I probably am. Those are not my type of movies, man. I like funny movies, you know, shit like that. I kind of want to watch a movie that'll make me cry, but you know, like my girl wants me to watch Fault in Our Stars, and her brother told me, he's like, dude, you're gonna cry. And I'm like, all right, that's kind of dope. I like those movies. The last movie I cried at was Marley and Me, because if you don't cry at Marley and Me, it's probably because you're a fucking psycho, and like you were one of those little kids that like used to kill animals in the backyard. You ever hear about those stories? Like Jeffrey Dahmer and those wild motherfuckers, like when they were younger, they used to just like capture little animals, like a stray cat, and like cut its leg off and just watch it. Like fucking weird shit like that. Dude, how do you watch Marley and Me and watch this dog die and you don't cry? Fucking heartless. You're a terrible person. I cried at that. Anything that has to do with a dog, I will cry. Those commercials, I change them. You know, I know everyone says that, like, oh, when it comes on, it changes. But I really do. I'm like, yo, I'm not watching this shit. It just makes me upset. I can't watch any of that. There was one day I watched a video that was going viral. It was on Facebook. Some fucking weird country posted it or whatever it was. And it was like someone set like a dog on fire. Like, dude, are you fucking joking? God. I could literally, if I saw a person set a dog on fire, I could literally kill them with a fork. And that would take forever. But I would do it and feel nothing. I would not feel grossed out. I wouldn't think about, hey, maybe this guy has, you know, AIDS or something, but there's getting blood all over me. Wouldn't even think about it. I would just stab him with a fork as many times as I could and kill him. Dude, fuck you. Like, dogs. Look at them in the face. They're like the nicest of things. Fuck you. Cats, though. Oh, God. I fucking hate cats. I don't know the internet's fixation with cats. I don't know if that's the right word, but yeah, I think it is. But I don't understand why people love cats. Dude, why? My friend, first of all, I'm allergic, so maybe I'm biased, but they suck. You can't play with a cat. Who's like playing fetch with cats? No one. You feed it, it runs away and hides under a bed, and then fucking meows and pisses in a box that's in your bathroom, makes your whole bathroom smell like a shitty sandbox, which is basically what it is. You have people come over, as they're taking dumps, they gotta look over and see this sandy box that has shit in it, and like piss stains. Nothing smells worse than cat piss, or like a litter box. A litter box smells terrible, even without the shit. Pre-shit, they smell. They're the worst. I'm gonna get a cat. Why? Why do you love cats? Because you can take pictures of them on Snapchat? Look at my cat. Like, once in a while, once in a blue moon, it'll do something funny. Like, jump on top of the fridge because you scare it. Like, some wild shit like that. Or they'll run into a wall and you're like, oh man, sick. But fuck that. I'm gonna buy a cat and take care of it just for that one moment. Every cat has one moment. You know? And you get it on video. And you get a couple likes on Facebook for the video. But that's it. With a dog, they're like your buddy. You know? They sleep with you. They hang out. They say hi to people. Your cats, they're running away from everyone. They're antisocial. I don't want a cat. I don't even know why. How the fuck did I get here? What was I talking about? Are we talking about dogs and movies that I liked? Or I cried to. I cried at Air Bud. That had a dog in it. The movie's so sad. The first Air Bud, not all these new ones, like Air Bud 2, and then he was like a soccer player, he was a hockey player. What the fuck else? This is a football player. Get the fuck out of here, man. Ah, man. But yeah, the dog, dude, in Air Bud, when he's like, get out of here, you gotta get out of here, and the dog's so confused, like, dude, what? We were just boys, like 15 minutes ago. Why are you telling me to leave? We're pals. The fuck you mean, go? He's like, you fed me fucking pudding. How many times? We're boys, dude. Why are you yelling at me? The dog just wants to play basketball, you know? Ball's life. So the kid takes the basketball and he holds it over his head. And he's like, you want the ball? And the dog's like, yeah, that's what, yeah, for sure. And then he throws it into the woods. And the dog, being a dog, runs after it. And then he books it the other way. And then the dog gets the ball, comes back, and is like, dude, where's my friend? And I fucking lost it. I was crying hard. And my sister, of course, she turns around, she's like, are you crying? I was like fucking 7. Are you crying, you baby? I'm like, no! Clearly crying, soaking, my face is soaking wet. Dude, fuck that. If you have the, like, I don't know how people have the heart to do stuff like that. To just, like, throw a ball in the woods and run the other way. And be like, ah, fucking idiot. Dumb dog. That's fucked up, man. I love dogs. You know what I hate, though? Fucking dolls. If I see a doll, I swear, I'm done. I'm fucked. I got a busted knee, a fractured toe. I got a sore throat now because I've been yelling for 42 minutes. Jesus. Anyway, all right.
I'm getting the fuck out of here. These come out every Monday. New video every Tuesday on YouTube. I think that's all you guys get. I don't fucking know, man. I don't know anymore. But yeah, thanks for listening. I'll be back next Monday. Send me topics that you guys want me to talk about or random things. I probably won't read them, and I'll just do my own thing. But, you know, send me so that you feel like you're a part of this, you know? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, but if send stuff in, feedback, whatever the fuck you want. I'll shout you guys out. Okay, I can't speak. I'll shout you guys out on the podcast. And, yeah. So thanks for listening, guys. I'll see you next week. Yeah, motherfuckers.